welcome to Smash Hits, WHGM in Havity Grace, Maryland, airing throughout Cecil and Harford counties. This morning, we are starting a new travel show, so we welcome you all and encourage you to call into the station with any travel questions you have or destinations that you're interested in. But this morning, we're really privileged to start our show with Charlotte Roux, and she is the curator of the Sound House of Le Havre. And we're so honored because we're going to be doing a promotion with Le Havre. As many may know, our station is in Havity Grace, and this is the city that Havity Grace is named after in France. It was named by Lafayette when he came through during the war. So we're going to hear all about the 500-year celebration. They'll be coming on with us. Charlotte will be joining us a couple of times during the year, telling us live what's going on directly from all the exhibits and parties that are going to be going on in the city. And we'll have a few surprises for our listeners so you can follow through with what's going on over there. So welcome, Charlotte. How are you this evening in Paris?
Yes, fine. Thank you, Annie. It's evening for me in Paris because we have the 6 hours which separates us, I think, about.
Yes, okay. And we understand that these celebrations that you're going to be having for the 500-year celebration will be going on through October.
Yes, and this year, and in 2017, Le Havre will celebrate its 500th anniversary. And so visual artists, designers, graphic artists, stage directors reinvent imaginary way the city because our French king, François Ier, in 1517 has decided to build a harbor, a port, in this particular bay where before there was nothing. And so this particular port that we celebrate, so the different artists use the material of the port, like the sounds of the port, the different elements, natural elements, the containers, like a piece of the art to build some artistical construction. Because Le Havre, it's a harbor on the coast in Normandy, and it's a huge port. It's the second largest in France for the commercial. So the container is a special element of our city.
So you're going to be doing a lot of art that I understand. You're going to be doing some art that will have a lot of containers in it and also boats, because that's really big for you, that your economy is based on shipping and boating. And so you're going to work that into the theme of many of your artworks, you said.
Yes, exactly. And there are a lot of visitors. We come by boat, and there is a special cruise which is organized between Le Havre and New York too, because we've got an Atlantic friendship since Lafayette, of course, but which continues through the Atlantic cruise, the traditional Transat. We had a very famous boat which name was Le France, and who made cruises between New York and Paris during 20th century. In the past, some American stars, like movie stars, when they came to France, they traveled with this boat. And this year, there is this particular cruise in July between Le Havre in France and New York in USA. So there are some boats who will be transformed in some artistical experiences for visitors. There is also some international artists who will come and imagine some artistical installation in the city too. It's kind of a revelation through the art of these people this year.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you also mentioned to me that there's going to be a World War II reconstruction with the World Heritage Site. You might want to explain a little bit about that, because we're very, very patriotic in this area and we're involved with World War II. So,
yes, during World War II, Le Havre was totally destroyed by bomb in 1944. And then we had the necessity to rebuild totally the city. Now, Le Havre is well known for being a World Heritage Site on the list of the UNESCO, because in the after the World War II, the state of France has given to the famous architect Auguste Perret the mission, the great mission to rebuild the city. That's what he has done. And that's now the center, the town center, which rebuilt by Perret, which is listed by UNESCO. And there is also a famous architect, a Brazilian architect, Oscar Niemeyer, who has built the city of Brasilia in Brazil, who has built also later in the 80s our famous open-air monument and cultural center. So it's a kind of new city. It was a new city first when the King François Ier has decided in the 16th century to build the city. And after the destruction during the World War II, it's now again a new city rebuilt by this architect.
Wonderful. Well, now we're almost coming to close for what we have for our first segment with you today, Charlotte. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. I just want to impress that I can tell already that we share a great love of harbor. Although our harbors aren't as big, we have lots of them filled with boats, with sailors and fishermen and fisherwomen, and they're going to love some of the stories. And if anybody's heading over to France this year, anywhere near it, we're going to be giving you tips on how to get to this event and how to transport yourself there. So follow through with us, and you can log on to Smash Hits WHGM, and we'll have all the links for all the information that you need. We're also going to end with what we're going to be doing, one of the projects that Charlotte has asked us to join in, and we're going to be going around Havity Grace here and recording some people here doing things and talking about what life is like here, and you're going to be broadcasting it live and loud all over your neighborhood over there in France, in Le Havre. So the big thing that we are all kind of chuckling about is everybody is always kind of tongue-tied when we talk about Havity Grace, and people say, how do you say the name of your city? And everybody kind of chuckles because we know that we're not saying it right and that General Lafayette named us and we know it has a French accent. So we're going to let you tell us very slowly, Charlotte, how do we say Le Havre?
So we say in French, Le Havre. I can repeat. Le Havre.
So is it like RV sound after the le?
Le, then you make a pause and then Le Havre, which means the harbor.
Right. We know that Havity Grace means harbor of grace. So you said Havity Grace perfectly, Charlotte. So we're going to let you tell them how you say Havity Grace.
Havity Grace.
Yeah. So we're live from Havity Grace and we're so excited.
I'm not sure I can pronounce it correctly.
Oh, you did perfectly. You did a lot better than I did. I'll be practicing for the next week. So we'll be back in touch with you soon. And we're so excited about this. And we can't wait to hear more about what you have planned. I know you had so many other things that you were telling me about. So we'll have more to talk about when we talk to you next.
With pleasure. With good pleasure, Annie. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. See you.
Good morning, and this is Smash Hits WHGM Radio in Havity Grace, Maryland. And this morning, we're talking to Shay Gary. She's PR for Visit Oceanside, which is located in the very northern tip of San Diego. San Diego is a very popular destination for people from this region, so we thought we'd bring Shay on today to tell you a little bit about the destination. And we might want to start with, we've been having some 9-degree weather here this week, Shay, and I know you have different weather going on there now. But first, we'd like to welcome you. How are you this morning?
Thank you. I'm great. Great to talk to you.
And how high did your temperatures get yesterday?
Well, we're in the mid-60s currently, but it's sunny and beautiful.
Okay. Now, I know last week you had some 70-degree weather there when you had some people visiting from town that I was speaking to.
Yeah, that's right. You just never know. You can be high 70s one day, can be low 70s, but it's always great. And it's always wonderful to get outside and enjoy the beach.
Yes, it is. Now, Oceanside is a little bit unique to San Diego. It's in the very northern tip of San Diego, but visitors should know that if you arrived into the airport in San Diego, just a hop, skip, and a jump is the train station, the Union train station, which has two choices to get you up to Oceanside. And I'm going to let Shay tell you a little bit about that train service.
That's right. If you fly into San Diego Airport, you can hop on the coaster. It's a short shuttle ride away from the airport, and you get on the coaster train, and that just goes straight up the coast and ends at the Oceanside Transit Center, which is really a hub for all kinds of regional trains in the area. It services the Amtrak that starts north at Santa Barbara and then goes to LA and ends up in Oceanside, and it also services trains that go to Orange County and inland Orange County and Riverside as well. well. So Oceanside's a great destination, beach destination, for going car-free because you can access it from so many places in the Southern California area.
And when you get off of those trains, you land smack down into downtown Oceanside, which is really beautiful. They've done a lot of redevelopment in the area. And there's a slew of hotels between the train station and the harbor. And Shay, you might want to tell us about those. I know you just added in Marriott's real big in Maryland. We're very proud of Marriott being the largest hotel company in the world and being based with their corporate here in Maryland. And they've just built a beautiful Spring Hill Suites there. I had some time a few weeks ago to stand up there on the rooftop pool and take a look right down onto the pier and the shotgun or the, what's the house that...
The Top Gun House.
So you can tell our audience a little bit about the resorts and things that are available to them in the Oceanside destination.
Sure. Well, like you said, you know, the train station is right there in the heart of downtown. So if you did take that option and hop off, you can walk to any number of hotels and vacation rentals that are right there in the downtown area. And one of them, yes, is the new Spring Hill Suites Marriott Oceanside, which is a surfer-inspired property with suite-like hotel rooms, great ocean views, a rooftop pool, and again, it's walkable to all the shops and restaurants and museums in downtown, and the harbor is maybe a 10-minute walk away as well. The pier is across the street, so you can stroll the long wooden pier and eat at Ruby's Diner at the end, or pick up a fishing rod and try your luck fishing in the ocean. So that's a really great option. There's also the Wyndham Oceanside Pier Resort, which also overlooks the beautiful beach and the pier, the Southern California Beach Club, which is right on the beach, a number of vacation rental options that are along the beach or in the blocks right off of the coast.
Right. It's just beautiful. They've got so many beautiful properties with beautiful pools, and it's a great destination because it gives you that real Southern California feel, which sometimes you don't feel when you're down in the city proper of San Diego. It's a little more destination for, you know, the young, the 20 to 30, maybe single crowd. But if you come on up to the northern end, it's more family, more laid back. And truly, Oceanside is well known for its surfing history. There's a lot of famous surfers that live there. Gary Linden and Donald Takayama, they all live there. There's three or four other very famous ones. And there's all kinds of people that have been shaping boards for years. And you actually have the Oceanside Surf Museum, which is one of the most fun museums I think that I've ever been to in our country.
That's right, yeah. The California Surf Museum in Oceanside is a destination for young and old who come to Oceanside. It chronicles the history of surfing, and it has displays that are there all year round and rotating displays. One of the biggest attractions is Bethany Hamilton's Shark Bit Surfboard. She was the 13-year-old out of Kauai who was attacked by a tiger shark, and she survived and then went on to have a pro career with only one arm. She's chosen our surf museum as the place to house her board from that momentous day. It has some other things about Bethany and her life and her rise, and a really inspiring story as well. And that's a huge draw for a lot of people who come to town.
And a few other things we wanted to touch on about the city of Oceanside is they have their own airport and they have a new skydiving operation out of there. It's got to be a beautiful place to skydive with the ocean as part of your view.
In fact, Oceanside is the only place on the Southern California coast where you can skydive.
I saw that on your website, which, by the way, is www.visitoceanside.com. And also, a couple other things we'd like to mention before we go today is that it's also become a beer brew pub capital kind of San Diego. How many brew pubs do you have in Oceanside now?
We currently have 9 craft breweries. We're on the west end of what's called the Hops Highway in North San Diego. So it's the stretch of highway along the 78 that runs from Oceanside on the west to Escondido in the east. And there's dozens of brew pubs, and Oceanside currently has 9 that you can explore. Numerous tap rooms that carry local beer as well.
Great. Well, I guess that's a wrap for today, Shay. I know we'll be catching up with you on different times during the year because we want to know what's happening in North San Diego. You may not know this, but from the city of Havre de Grace, we have a large population of 70s kids that moved out to San Diego. So there's a lot of family here that keeps in touch with San Diego as well. There is a welcome center that people can visit as if they're driving from the LA area. It is the first stop you'll see as you come into North County. And if you jump off those first couple of exits, they're well marked. They'll show you where the Oceanside Welcome Center is. And it also doubles as the California Welcome Center as well, doesn't it, Shay?
That's correct. It is. And we've got all kinds of information about Oceanside there, as well as regional attractions. You can purchase tickets. So it's a great resource, especially if you want to get some inside scoop on the area when you're in town.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I think we have a good picture of what one can find up in North San Diego. And we thank you so much for talking with us today. And one more time, can you tell us all the website?
The website is www.visitoceanside.org.
Oh.
Just wanted to let you know it's not .com, it's .org, just to confuse people.
Oops. Okay. Well, thank you so much for correcting me. And you have a lovely day. It was a pleasure speaking with you again, Shay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
To all of our listeners at Smash Hits WHGM Radio. You had enough snow this week? Ready to take off to someplace warm? Well, this is Annie Cochran coming to you live from the studios with our first travel show. Hopefully we can help that happen. If you want to get out of town this week, we're going to give you a few tips on how to book an airline ticket at the best price, with the best schedule, with the best deal you can get. And we're going to end today with giving you one of our local travel tips. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to you today about flying and how to get the best deal when you're flying. Should you call the airline? Should you call a travel agent? What's the best thing to do? Well, if you're not an experienced person with booking travel and you're really nervous about booking travel, or you're just so busy you don't want to worry about the details or if something goes wrong with your travel, I would get a travel agent if those are your concerns. That's what they do all day long. And if you were to have a problem, then they would handle your problem for you. You can also go directly to the websites for the airlines that fly the destinations and check their fares that they have going on that would be their special fares, their discounted fares. Or you can go to one of the cheap websites that wholesale all of the airlines. Some of them are owned by the airlines, so it's best to know who owns who when you're looking for a flight, because then you can tell why certain airlines are showing up on some websites and not the other. Another tip would be to join social media on the airlines that you like to fly, that goes to the destinations you like to go to, because they will release their fares on social media, and so you get reminded right away when something great comes up. And I also like to recommend one of those sites that I use all the time, especially when I'm in a hurry, and it's Priceline.com. I like that site because it also has a name your own price. So I've literally gotten a flight for my family from LA to Baltimore, $200 round trip per person, and I booked it a week before Christmas. So I was able to get seats that weren't sold, and it was a family of five, so we saved a lot of money with that Priceline.com feature of name your own price. One of the most important things for you to remember is that all of those sites where you're going on to look at a fare, have your credit card ready and be ready to purchase something that you see as reasonable, because if you know, if you go back to them an hour or two, a day later, the rate is going to go up because they've got cookies that they place on your computer on some of them. So they know you've been there to visit them and they know what they've quoted you to before. So they're going to quote it for a little bit more. So be ready to buy when you see that price. Those are my tips on getting the best airfare. And this is Smash Hits, WHGM. And this is our travel show on Saturday morning. One other tip for travel that I'd like to bring up is airlines. All airlines are different. JetBlue is one of my favorites. One of my favorites because it has the most legroom. And I will literally drive an extra half hour to an airport, especially if I'm taking a long haul flight across the country, because I'm going to be much more comfortable in that 5 hours of flying. So something new that also happened with JetBlue, and they didn't give me my ticket for free. This is my opinion. I'm kind of an airline snob, having worked for airlines most of my career. I'm real picky about how comfortable I am when I'm traveling. So JetBlue is based out of New York. I'm just giving you a little background on them. And most of their flights, they have their head hubs in Boston, Fort Lauderdale, LA, Long Beach in LA, Orlando, and San Juan. So it's a real easy airline to take out of the Baltimore, Washington, Philly area. They go to lots of distant destinations, and you can go ahead and find out all of their information at jetblue.com. Also with JetBlue, that what I really like is if you're trying to do work on flights, especially long-haul flights, and you're in the airports, you have to keep signing into those internet services, and you can really run a pretty penny up if you don't have your own personal hotspot. Another thing I like about JetBlue is they're the first airline to offer high-speed Wi-Fi at every seat, along with DirecTV, and it's also in their terminals. So everywhere you are sitting around, you have a direct connection to the internet for free. And today I want to end with a little tip on something you can go out and do today or tomorrow and feel a little spring in the air. Right now at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, the Flower Show is going on. It'll be going on all day today, Saturday, and all day tomorrow from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. tonight and from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. The Convention Center is right at 12th and Arch Street, right there in Philadelphia. You can telephone them at 215-988-8800 to get more information. It is an amazing display of floral beauty. So just at this time of year when we haven't seen very many flowers and those that we have seen have been snowed upon, this is just a little bit of break to just go into the convention center and see all the butterflies in the new Butterfly Life Live interactive educational exhibit. In there, they're going to have a bunch of butterflies, the Sky River butterflies from California, and it will have more than 1,000 butterflies inside that exhibit. Visitors will have a chance to roam around and feed them and walk through the actual display of these 1,000 butterflies. There's a garden spa, and you can make your own essential oils or potpourri and sip on some champagne and nibble on some chocolate. And they have early morning tours where you get to learn all the fascinating behind-the-scenes information. They also have early morning photography tours for the photo nuts that want to get things that they just possibly couldn't find out in the wild here. And they have an after hours event going on. They have dancing after hours. So stop in at the Philadelphia Flower Show this weekend and give yourself a touch of spring and summer bloom. And you have a lovely, lovely week. And until next week with Travel with Annie, you have safe travels. And if you have any questions, send them over to smashhits.fm. Thank you very much. Have a great day.